Some women get burned by the fire and some women rise from it. Welcome to the Born to Rise Society podcast with Laura Sanzo, where goddesses come to rise and go from survivor mode to creation mode. Are you ready, goddess?
Hello, everyone, and welcome to another episode of the Born to Rise Society podcast. I'm super excited. This is actually a first. We have our first couple, our first newly engaged couple. So congratulations again, guys.
Thank you.
Is this like your first official thing that you're doing together, being newly engaged?
We do a lot of things new.
Well, we do a lot of things together, but as newly engaged, yes.
It's since being engaged?
Yeah. Yes.
Yeah, that's
yes,
true.
It is the
that
first.
It is the first, yes. It is. First big thing aside from the date night.
We'll get into that after. But so I'm feeling super special right now. So I have Emmanuel and Amanda with me. Emmanuel is an expert on conquering fears, author, speaker, and award-winning entertainer. He hosts seminars, workshops, boot camps, and mentorship programs to help people gain the courage so that they can conquer their fears. And Amanda is the founder and CEO of Exclusive Translation Brazil and Exclusive Translations US. And she's also the COO of F Principle. So congratulations, Amanda. I love that.
Thank you.
I want to talk a little bit more about that. So before we get started, so people are going to be listening to this around Valentine's Day. And I know Valentine's Day isn't exactly always, you know, the easiest time of year for a lot of people. So I know a lot of women are going to be listening to this and be like, oh, what I would do for not even to be, you know, with a partner, but to be in a partnership like that you guys have, which is so special. So I know that you guys have done a lot of work on your own, a lot of self-development and a lot of work to grow as just individuals, to be able to attract a partner that is just so aligned, mm-hmm. that you guys are so aligned with your goals and your values and your beliefs. It just, that just doesn't happen overnight. And that starts with the work that you've done on yourself. So if you guys could just really just maybe just quickly just go through that work that you've been able to attract a partner that is just so aligned with you, with each other.
All right. Well, first things, you got to work on yourself, right? That's, I feel is the most, like the biggest priority that you can do and that you have to do, because I see a lot of people, they tend to look for love, look for a partner without working on themselves, and they don't even know what they want, mm-hmm. right? So the work I've done on myself, first of all, I conquered all fears. And a lot of the times relationships fail because of fear. In fact, fear is the biggest trigger for relationship failure. And I do plan on talking about that later on.
Yeah, that was my biggest problem with relationships. And I'll get into that as well too. But yeah, but totally agree with you, Emmanuel.
Yeah, you know, if you're not working on yourself, how can you better the person? The point of being in a relationship is to better each other and go towards the same goal. If you don't know what your goals are, you're getting into the wrong relationships. You're going to become one of those people that depend on the partner, because you're going to start living life for them. And a lot of the times people say it's 50-50, and I disagree with that. It's not even 100-100. It's just 100%. That's it. Either you're all in or you're not.
Sometimes I'm not at my 100%, you know, there are days that we all are running at a lower level than we can be or we're used to. So on days that I'm at 20% or 30%, Emmanuel is there at 70%, at 80% to lift me up, and so that we're both at 100% as a couple, as individuals. And the other way around, when he's not on his best day, which is very unusual.
I was going to say, does he have that?
Person.
I've known him for a long time. I've never seen that.
Yeah, he's always the happiest, most motivated person. But, you know, if there's anything that any single day that he's lacking a little bit of confidence or motivation, I'm there to go above and bring him so that we're both 100%. So that's a goal, to always be 100%.
Yeah, and it's not based on a personal 100%. Is based on the relationship. When you enter the relationship, you are now as a team. How much percent is the team? Do I have to go more as a person to bring up the team to 100? You know, I tend to try to make it like 120%.
Yes, me too.
How would you guys say that you got to this? Like, do you think, is this something that happened organically as you grew as a couple? Or is this something that you intentionally work on and talk about
I think we both work a lot on ourselves. And when we met, we were already at that point of working a lot on ourselves. I was single for 7 years. And as I was saying before, you know, I was focusing exclusively on my businesses and my work because I was afraid of getting to a relationship. I was hurt in the past and I was afraid of getting to a relationship and getting hurt again. So first I focused 100% on the business, and then I found out, I discovered, and, you know, I came to realize that I needed to work on myself. So I started working on myself and all my things, and I became the person I was looking for. I don't know if I'm being clear enough, but I became the person that I was looking for would look for.
Yeah.
So when we met, we were both at a point that we were working really hard on our own individual goals. And then we came to add to each other. We didn't come to complement or to, you know, we came to add and to overflow everything, not to complement.
Yeah, and that's the one thing I did want to touch up on. There is not a single thing in our relationship that we compromise on.
No.
A lot of people think that, you have to compromise something to be in a relationship. That's not a relationship. That is what I call a relationship. You know, like, you're not supposed to compromise things in a relationship. You're supposed to complement.
Yeah. And the first thing that I told him, and I was like, I don't want to get into a relationship now because
I'm so busy with work.
With work, and I have to do all my things, and I will never, you know, my work will be always number one. And he was like, okay, so how can we?
No, I agree with you because I was in the same boat. My work is always number one. Mm-hmm. And that's the thing. When we are together, work is always going to be number one. We don't prioritize ourselves over work. And I feel that's huge because a lot of the times when you prioritize a relationship over work, there's a little problem with a relationship,
you start resenting. Yeah, you start resenting each other as well.
Exactly. And I'm like, okay, I agree with you. I was always agreeing with her.
What we had to really establish were limits. Before, I was putting in 100+ hours a week for work, and now I have a limit. You know, I have a time that I have to stop, and weekends, we are still working on that, but we are trying to no longer work on weekends. So that's our time. Okay. So our time is really precious, and no work will get into that. So that during the week, we can focus on our work and do everything that we need to do without having, you know, feeling that we're lacking each other and lacking attention and lacking, you know, our time together, because it's not. And then on weekends, it's our time. It's time to decompress and to be with each other and to, you know, and we're here working next to each other. We both work from home. So we have lunch together every day. That's one thing that we do not compromise on.
Yeah.
And we have dinner together every day, every night. And that's it. And focusing on work, and we help each other.
Yeah.
And
we also talk about our goals a lot.
Yeah. I was just about to bring that up. I wanted to actually ask you that. You had mentioned that, and then you had said set goals to be with someone that will help you achieve these goals, and you can help them achieve theirs, work together, achieve set goals. And I wanted to, because a lot of couples that are, you know, building empires either separately or collectively, what I've learned is they always, whether it be like once a week, once a month, it's planned time to sit down and talk about goals, both individual goals and both mm-hmm. goals as a couple, professionally, personally. And so I wanted to kind of take a peek into what that looks like for you guys, because you guys are very much aligned. Like, it's that's obvious.
Yeah. I have always been a planner. So I like doing my goals and everything. And that's one thing that I always did, like New Year's, first day of the year. Last day of the year, I usually sat down to read my previous year's goals and see what was accomplished, what still needed to be worked on or pass on to next year, which I usually didn't have much left. And now that we are a couple, it's our first New Year's together as a couple, we sat down and we made big plans, what we want to accomplish.
Not big. We set impossible goals for ourselves.
Yeah, impossible. But what we wanted to accomplish for the year as a couple, what we wanted individually accomplish as individuals, like personal life, and also for each individual businesses. So yeah. We did that, and we are working on that, and we're holding each other accountable for the goals that we all established, either individually or as a couple. We are all always holding each other accountable for that.
Yeah, exactly. So we're doing personal goals for each other, business goals, and then relationship goals. There's three types of goals, and we're setting impossible goals for all of them. We don't want to look at goals that we feel like we can achieve. We want to achieve more. And by doing that, we set impossible goals so then we can achieve the impossible if we achieve it.
Yeah. Yeah. And he told me yesterday, I think, that he actually, one of the goals that he had for couple relationship goals and his personal goal was for us to get engaged. And he didn't put that down. He didn't write it down because it was a surprise for me. So
surprise, surprise.
So he was like, now I can tell you another goal that I didn't write down. And it's accomplished already. So
I love that. So tell us about the F principle, because that's obviously part of, I think, both your goals. It seems to be a little more united now than it was last year, which is so exciting. So Emmanuel, where did that come from? What happened in your life, or what events happened in your life to lead to the F principle being created? And what's your vision for it, both as personally and I guess now as a couple?
Okay, well, first of all, Amanda is the CEO of the F principle.
Yes, congratulations, Amanda.
The reason why I made the decision is because she has her way of words. It's the way she speaks. And I want, I guess, her tongue on like speaking, not for the F principle, but about and to people about it. So whenever someone has a question, I'm the guy that says, you know, hey, if you don't like this, well, here's what you got to do. And she is the one that makes it sound really nice.
I guess what he's trying to say is that I have a very particular way of being extremely strict in a nice way, and people thanking me at the end for being a bitch.
Point proven. So as you mentioned before, I wasn't an award-winning entertainer. I had a whole name for myself. But before that, I lived a life. And even during my years in the entertainment industry, I lived my life full of fear. No, you name it, no matter what, fear of heights, fear of spiders, fear of falling, fear of wood, fear of walls, fear of being around too many people, you know, fear of success, fear of failure, any fear, you name it, no matter what, fear of relationships, fear of falling in love, fear of being alone, every single fear you can possibly think of, I've not just faced it, I try to overcome it. And that was the biggest problem that I've made. I looked at ways to overcome fears, and that's the problem. I looked up for ways to fail at it. When you go to and try to overcome your fears, you're not actually doing the job. You're just jumping over the fear and moving on with your life. And there's a difference between moving on and moving forward. You want to move forward in life. So in order to move forward, you have to conquer whatever situation you are in. So being afraid of so many things, I didn't really accomplish as much as I could have, right? And so when I got into entertainment, I got in because of fear. I was afraid of not being good enough. I was afraid of being bullied. I was afraid of, you know, being laughed at all the time. I had no confidence in myself. So the entertainment came when I created a whole new persona. Like, I'm the shit, fuck you, and that's all it's going to be. I'm here to take over the world, whether you like it or not. And eventually I branded that into almost like a walk-in reality TV show. But when I got home, even through all of the success that I've had, either performing on red carpets or being on TV and anything I wanted, I got. When I came back, it was still a battle within myself. I still feared judgment. I still like lacked self-belief. I still self-sabotaged. All the fears were still there. And I don't know what I wanted to do, but I knew that I lost my passion. I lost my passion and my real passion, and not just for performing, but for helping people. So I decided to write a book to help people, I guess, conquer any industry that they're in, whether they're in sales, whether in entertainment, whether it doesn't matter which it is. And while writing that book, I realized that the majority of what I was writing was fear-based. Mm-hmm. And people were always talking, hey, can you come talk to us about fear? How do you conquer this? How do you overcome your fear? I'm like, I didn't overcome it. I conquered it. And then I'm like, okay, you know what? I'm going to scratch that book and write a book called The F Principle, which is essentially about a principle. The F stands for fearless, and there's a principle around it of how to conquer fears. And there was so much pressure on me. I was still going by the entertainer name of Jack Von Spade at that time. And there was so much pressure because people wanted it. People were asking for it. They were crazy about it because this is something new. No one has heard of Conquering Fears, right? And as I was writing it, all this pressure, I'm like, you know what? I start becoming a bit scared. I'm like, all right, what if people don't like it? What if, who am I? You know, people were telling me, you can't write a book. You're not an author. You didn't go to college or university. You don't even have a degree in English. And I'm like, all right, well, fuck you. I'm going to write a little book then. So I did. I wrote a 17-page booklet called The F Principle Express, and it became Amazon's bestseller within 3 days. It freaked me out, and I'm like, okay, this is something serious. So I left the entertainment industry 2 months after and started working on the actual program of how to help people conquer fears. And I realized that the program was, I thought it was just about taking off the mask that people put on. Because, you know, when you're scared, you put on a mask the way I did for entertainment, but people put on several ways. You know, like, let's say you're a 9-to-5, you put on a mask to appear happy all the time, but deep down, you're still miserable.
Even just showing up on social media.
Oh, social media. Exactly. It's ridiculous.
Yeah.
People actually Photoshop themselves because they're so unhappy with the way they look. Instead of becoming happy with the way they look, they Photoshop to look skinnier or whatever to be more accepted by others. They're afraid of judgment, and that's the reason. They're afraid of failing, and so many fears that run through their heads. That's why they do it. That's why these programs are so famous.
Yeah.
And that's the whole point. You know, when I created that, I realized there's so much more to it. So I started doing mentorships. I started doing workshops, boot camps, all of it, seminars, you know, keynotes. And that's how it started, you know. And then during the mentorship, that's through another business mentorship. That's where I met Amanda. And then Amanda actually started taking me seriously when she saw me, I guess, working on the mentorship program with the F Principle.
Yeah. Yeah, I joined his mentorship earlier.
I was part of that one, right?
Yeah. Because, well, first of all, I didn't know all the fears that I have, that I had, and that were holding me back. I knew that I have always been an overachiever. I grew up in a household where my father especially expected a lot. So I was afraid. I was extremely afraid of not being good enough all the time. And I was always pushing harder and harder and harder. And that affected me in so many ways. I had my self-confidence was really low. And even though I was achieving a lot, I was always self-doubting myself. I decided to start his mentorship to explore that because I didn't see it as a problem yet. You know, I at that point, I didn't see it as something that was holding me back. And I started his program, his mentorship, and I was like, whoa, I think I have a bigger problem that I admitted to myself even. And I started working it. And I remember one of the classes, one of the meetings, I just started sobbing. I cried so much because I saw it clearly what was holding me back, that I was trying to be this perfect person all the time because I had to be daddy's perfect little girl, you know, all the time, that I was sabotaging so much in my life. You know, one of the things that, you know, part of the mentorship, we had an exercise that we had to say out loud at least 10 of our biggest accomplishments. And I froze. I could not, because I felt that if I started saying the things, people would judge me. People would say that I, you know, was trying to show off and blah, blah, blah. So I just froze and I told him I can't. And he was like, what do you mean you can't? I was like, no, I can't. I just can't. So I froze. And he was like, okay, what about this? What about that? Like, yeah, but that's not a big deal. And I was like, it is. It's a huge deal. What are you talking about? So, and I started seeing so many things and started seeing so many fears that I had that I didn't even know that I had. I was terrified of getting to a relationship because I had a bad experience in the past and I didn't want to suffer because I am such an overachiever. Everything that I do, I want to succeed. And I didn't want to fail in a relationship anymore. So what was my easy way out? I'm not getting into a relationship because I don't want to fail. I don't want to risk failing because I don't fail anything in my life. So, yeah. And then when I found out about it, I was like, what are you afraid of? And I was like, I just don't have time. I don't have the time for a relationship. So like, what are you afraid of? What is holding you back? What is the real reason behind it? And I was like, oh crap. So I'll have to really go deep into it. And we started working on that. When I least expected, I was falling in love with him.
I love that. And I remember I was part of that membership as well. And I know we talked a lot about self-love during that membership.
Yeah.
And I know one of your favorite things to say, and I love this, is I love me, but do you love you?
Yeah.
Yep. So one of the quotes.
Yeah. So I know, like I said, in the membership, we practice a lot of different practices to have more self-love. So can you give us one thing that somebody can do every single day, and how important is self-love in conquering your fears and just showing up as the person that you're really meant to be and on purpose?
First thing you got to do, wake up, open your eyes, and practice on yourself. Who are you as a person? What do you love about yourself?
I actually do that before even opening my eyes.
Well, now you do. But yeah, a lot of when you do this the fearless mindset exercise, the exercise that's available right now. It's when you actually do it every single day, it becomes such a habit. You create, it's not even a tool anymore. It becomes a lifestyle. And a lot of people, they try to talk to me about why are you saying it's a tool? And then you say it's a lifestyle, because it's a tool that you use to make to turn into a lifestyle. And when you do that, you want to know who you are as a person, right? You want to know everything you love about yourself. What makes you laugh? You got to know all of this stuff about yourself. And when you practice it daily, the amount of change you're going to experience within the first few days, it's absolutely insane. It's a super easy exercise. And that's why I created the 7-Day Fearless Mindset Challenge, because I am so confident and it's 100% guaranteed. You do this every single day, you're going to see a whole life-changing factor in front of you. And it's 100% success rate.
Oh, and I'm sorry, let me interrupt for a minute and open parenthesis here. When I started the mentorship, I started doing the exercises daily. You know, I at first I would go get up and go shower. So I would stand in front of the mirror and start telling myself, you know, doing the exercise. So it became, now I do it before I even open my eyes when I'm in bed. But now that I'm in a relationship with Emmanuel and we're living together and everything, he makes me do it so much, and I love it because he pushes me so much harder than I would ever push myself. The other day, he took me to a park. That's where he proposed, and we were walking, and it was so cold. We're in Toronto right now. It was so cold. We were walking on the snow. It was snowing, and he was like, okay, out of nowhere, okay, fearless mindset exercise.
I was go.
Go. And he said, go. I was like, oh, please don't make me talk right now. I'm just trying to walk and to breathe. And it's so cold. He's like, no, no excuses. Just go.
Did I ask you? No, go.
Yeah. So I love that. I love him for that. You know, it's not just because we're a couple. He does that to everyone, you know, all of his mentees. And, you know,
yeah,
he really pushes us really hard. And I love that. And sometimes I complain. It's like, I don't want to do it now. And he's like, do it. Just do it. Just go and do it. I'm like, okay.
I go full Shia LaBeouf. Don't let your dreams be dreams. Just do it.
Yeah.
But this is exactly what we were talking about a little while ago, about the work that you need to do on yourself.
Yeah.
Right? When you do this or have this lifestyle, I should say, you're going to attract people that love you the way that you love you, because you're loving you that much. You're loving yourself that much.
And if you have some self-love problems, you know, if you don't love yourself, if you don't know what you're worth and how you should be loved, how do you expect someone to love you that way? So if I have some self-love problems, I will expect someone to come and to fill that gap, you know, the gap that I should fill, you know. Yeah. I should love myself, and then someone will come and will love me, and it will overflow instead of just
filling in.
Yeah, and giving me some leftovers. You know, I don't want leftovers.
How would you like some leftovers of love?
I don't want some leftovers. So that's why we have to work on ourselves first and love ourselves. And, you know, when I started loving myself fully and knowing what I would not accept into my life, that's when I started attracting the right people into my life. Because I know exactly what I wanted and what I did not want into my life.
I'm getting goosebumps.
Thing. I just thought of this. And the more you love yourself, the less baggage you will carry around with you. Because the reason why people have baggage, whether they agree with the statement or not, it is true. It's true to me. It's true to many other people. If you have baggage, it means you don't love yourself enough.
Mm.
If you think about it, why do you have baggage? Oh, because you feel hurt by someone. Why do you feel hurt? Because you're afraid. Pain comes from fear, all kinds of fear.
Yeah. I was afraid that if I let go of my pain, I don't know. It was like a self-pity or something, you know, that, I suffered this, you know, someone did this to me. Oh, poor me, you know. It was like I was feeling sorry for myself and that was holding me back.
Yeah. It's a lot of baggage. It's like you're trying to go on a trip and you have like five suitcases. How do you carry that? Put one, then two other. You know how slow that is? Just take a carry-on and just go.
Yeah, it's hard, but you have to.
Yeah. Like Amanda and I have been traveling recently quite often, quite to a few places now. And one of the things I realized is I have so much baggage. I'm not talking about mental baggage. I'm talking about actual baggage of clothes that I don't use. You know, we tend to go to the warmer places. So why do I have blazers? Why do I have like warmer shoes?
You're kidding.
Why the hell do I have jeans and all those dress shirts? No.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's funny because, you know, talking about that, we traveled out. We were in Africa recently and I had 4 pairs of high heels. It's like, why do I need this? Why do I have this?
Yeah.
I never, ever wore it once.
Yeah. I mean, right now in the luggage, all there's going to be is the stuff for our vlog, which happiness unlocked. And because we are getting some more stuff, you know, we got some new camera gear, some new lights, and that's going to be in our luggage, clothes.
So we have to carry the essential. That's you know, in like personal, like mentally, and also physically, you know, materially.
Yeah.
We have to carry the essential because everything else will be too heavy. To carry, and nobody can do that.
So, Amanda, you talked about having fear and that stopped you from going into relationships. And we know there's a lot of people in relationships, kind of the opposite situation, that they're fearful to either be alone or they're just settling, or whether it be financially or they're just worthiness issues, they're just in a relationship out of fear. So, what would be your advice to those women that are going to listen to this and they're just kind of settling in something that they know they deserve better, whether it's fear based or not, but they're just settling? It's a new year, right?
Yeah. I think, you know, it all starts with working on your self-love and knowing what you deserve, basically. A lot of people are afraid of being alone. But I can tell you for sure with all confidence that it's much better to be alone than lonely in a relationship.
Yeah.
Being with someone else, but feeling lonely because you're not with someone who is encouraging you and loving you. And you start loving yourself less because of that. You're like, okay, so maybe I don't deserve much. Maybe this is all I can have. This is all I deserve. So when you start loving yourself unconditionally and start working on your self-love and your self-respect, you don't accept a lot, you know? And then you start realizing that it's better to be, you know, I was single for 7 years, but I was alone, but not lonely because I had myself. I could always count on myself for anything. I was not relying on friends, on family, on a significant other to be my better self. I was relying on myself because at the end of the day, I'm the only person who will always be here with me, no matter what. So I started working on that. And in the beginning, I hated Valentine's Day because I was like, I was alone and like, I was in a relationship, and then I was like, okay, I'm over that phase, but I started hating it because I could not go anywhere. I could not have dinner because everything was full, packed with couples celebrating. I couldn't do anything, you know. Everything was way more expensive. Every store you went to, there were hearts and things like, okay, can we be done with this? Right? Can I have my normal life? And then I was just like, you know what? Just let them be. They're happy. They're in love, or they're trying to tell the world that they are, because, you know, I met throughout the process a lot of people who were not happy, but were trying to portray to social media or whatever they were happy. Let them be, you know, I can just stay home and watch a movie and have popcorn tonight. I'll go out, have dinner tomorrow. You know, I don't care. I'm happy with myself. And that's it. So I think the main issue here is loving yourself unconditionally. It's to working on your accomplishments and the things that you love about yourself, and knowing that, and being sure that no matter who is next to you by your side, that person will not change that, will not make you love yourself more or less, because your love is unconditional. Your love to yourself is unconditional.
Can I chime in here for a bit?
Yeah, I was just going to say, Emmanuel, do you want to chime in?
Yeah. So the reason why people fear being alone is because, well, like I said, or like Amanda said, they don't love themselves enough. And they feel like they're not good enough on their own. So that's why they depend on someone. If you're in a relationship and you're not leaving because you're afraid of being alone, there's a problem. You're sabotaging not just your relationship, not just your happiness, but most importantly, you're sabotaging your time in your life. And you only have, well, you can't get back the time, and you're only growing older. So leave that relationship. I always tell people, if you're not happy, leave. If you don't want to leave, why? Why aren't you leaving? Is it because of fear? Like, okay, you may not have enough money. Okay, what can you do now to get the money? What can you do now to get more happier? And a lot of the time, I noticed there are relationships with there's a lot of toxic people out there. And it's not because they are bad people. It's because they're just not meant for each other. They're wrong for each other. You know what I mean? Like, if there's two people and they're completely, I mean, there's can be a good thing. Like, Amanda and I are completely different.
Yeah.
You know, but we work well together. We're compatible. And a lot of people can be different, but the word I was looking for is they're not compatible, right?
And that's one of the excuses that I always use with Emmanuel. It's like, oh, but we are so different.
Yeah. And I was like, yes, exactly. We are so different. It's so awesome.
Yeah, and this is what's going to make us grow even more.
Perception is everything, right?
Yeah, so that's the whole thing. You know, it's about the compatibility. And if you're either compatible or you are not. But if you don't see yourself as being compatible, if everything is not going the way you want, if you're compromising, you're sabotaging your life a lot more by staying in that relationship. So if you are watching this and you are single, love yourself, be alone. Mm-hmm. You know, don't rush into a relationship because everyone else is in a relationship. I assure you that most people are not in the best relationships. And the best relationship is the relationship with yourself, right? Like, if you don't love yourself completely, you can't love someone else completely.
And I think it's important for people to realize that it takes time. It's a journey. Like, I know for myself, it wasn't until like maybe my mid-30s, late-30s, that I really knew how to like spend time by myself. And not only knew, but like now I love like spending time on my own, and but really knew how to be on my own and love it. So it's something that, you know, sometimes it takes work.
100%.
There's two things I want to talk about before we finish. So one is, you guys have to be like two of the most prominent examples I have in my life of people that are living outside their comfort zones.
Oh yeah.
Like Emmanuel, like, I don't know how long ago it was when you had moved to Miami. It was literally like, I'm moving to Miami. And like the next day he was like gone. It almost seemed right.
I think I told you, yo, I'm in Miami now.
I think you gave me some warning, but it was like a week. It was like nothing. Like,
it couldn't have been a week. It was because of the hurricane. Everything was changing. I didn't even have a place to stay until the day I arrived.
Anyway, it's not typical people's comfort zones, right? Just moving to another country, like in a matter of hours. So what would be your advice to people that have a hard time leaving their comfort zones, and they basically live within the comfort of that. And what, like, there's so much out there outside their comfort zones. You guys are such two amazing examples.
See, when you're in the comfort zone, you're not really living life. You're really not doing the same thing every day, maybe a little bit different, but there's no adventure. You're not passionate. How many people in the comfort zone, if you're living in your comfort zone, how many times do you catch yourself saying, oh, same shit, new day, when people are saying, hey, how you doing? Ah, same shit, new day, good, good, okay. Do you know, my question is, do you want to be okay or do you want to be fucking epic?
Okay is not okay.
Exactly. Okay is not okay. Or okay is just okay. But I don't want to be okay, right? I want to leave a legacy. I want to inspire people. And I can't be okay or average if I want to do that. So if you want change, you have to go and get change. But in order to get change, you have to leave your comfort zone. And that's scary as shit.
Oh, it is.
Super scary. Leaving your comfort zone is by far the riskiest thing you can do. You just get up and go. And what do you need for that? You can't just get up and go. It's so easy for me to say that because I've done it. It is so easy for me to say that, but for other people, it may be difficult. They're like, okay, it's easier said than done. Of course it is. The difference is, what actions are you putting in? Mm-hmm. Do you even know what you want? What is it that you want? Why do you want to leave your comfort zone? Do you want to make more money? You can't stay in the same job. Do you want a good partner, but you can't find them online dating? Go out. If you're outside, try online dating. Sure, you can do that. But you got to ask yourself, what kind of partner do you really want? Do you want a partner who's going to be on the online dating websites or in bars or in an art show or in a business mentorship? I knew as a fact, the partner I was going to meet was in Florida. I knew that. I even told you that, Laura.
Yeah, you did.
Like, I'm going and I have no place to stay. I was not sure what I'm going to do, but I knew that when I go there, I'm going to find someone and they're going to be epic and I'm going to wife her. I think I said that in those terms. I'm going to make her my wife. And that's the thing, you know, you go there and at first, sure, it was scary. I mean, you go to Florida, especially in Sunny Isles, full of gold diggers. So you know that they're not the ones. You know that it's not the area. So what do you got to do? Okay, you're in one area. Okay, find a different area. Where are you mostly not comfortable, but where can you grow the most? Don't ask yourself, you know, oh, why am I not going somewhere? Ask, where can I go? What do I want? What can I do right now to go for what I need? And I also knew that the person I would find will inspire me, motivate me, and drive me to levels I've never achieved. Like, no one in my life, except for Amanda, told me, Emmanuel, I don't think you're doing your best. You can do a lot more.
That's amazing.
You know, and yeah. Amanda told me that. I was like, holy shit.
He's like, what do you mean?
I'm doing the best I can, woman. And she's like, no, you're not. I can see so much more.
Yeah.
And it's not the way she said it, right? It's easier to say, oh, yeah, you got this. You can do so much more. But it's how she said it. The way she said it is like, okay, there's more to me. What else? What can I do right now to get this more? What can I do? And that's the whole thing. Like, what can you do to get out of your comfort zone? Because comfort is the devil. Okay. You want to be comfortable. A lot of people that are like, oh, I just want to settle down. I want to get married, have a family, get a house. That's comfort. You're not going to grow. Sure. I mean, I'm not saying it's a bad thing. If you want a family, settle down, that's totally cool. But it's an okay life, right? It sounds okay.
But even that, you need to know exactly what you want. Because if you don't know exactly what you want, anything and everything will be okay. You know, I want to get married. I want to have two kids and that's it. But you need to go into the details. Yeah. Okay. I want to get married to a man that has these and these and this and this qualities. A man who is like this and, you know, a man who is, who focus on this. And then that's when you start attracting what you really want. Because I just want to get married, you know, like I usually tell you, Manuel, you're telling the universe something very, you know, very broad, yeah. You know, you have to be very specific what you want. So I want a man who will be a partner, who will be my friend, who will help me grow.
Best friend.
best friend and who will help me grow and who will push me harder than anyone else. A man who is loving, who is affectionate, who is loyal. And, you know, and you have to start quantifying everything and like describing as much as possible what you want. Yep. Because if you don't know what you want, anything will suffice.
Exactly. And that's why there's so many failed relationships and so many failed marriages. They want a family. They want a husband. They want a house. They'll get all that, but with the wrong person.
Yeah.
You know, yeah. if you're so broad, you're not going to find the right person because you, like, I made it very clear of a kind of woman that I wanted in my life.
Oh, and I was super rigid about it as well. So yep. That's why I
wasn't even your type, to be honest.
Because, no, you're not.
Still not? Really?
You were not. Yeah, no, and I was so sure of everything that I wanted that all my friends kept laughing at me and saying, you will never find this person.
That's impossible.
I was like, yeah, that's impossible. There's no one like this. I was like, it's okay. Because then I'm happy with myself. I don't need, you know, to get less, you know.
Yep.
I'm not going to settle for less. You know, I'm just going to, you know, if I find someone, great, wonderful. If not, I'm super happy with myself. I don't need to settle for less, basically, you know.
100%. Never settle for less. And that's why you have to get out of your comfort zone. You have to be willing, like, there's so many people, like, I remember my family, like, my mom used to be like, hey, what do you think of this girl? Nope. Why? She's a teacher. So what's wrong with teacher? And I'm like, she's a teacher. I'm not looking for a teacher. But it's the truth. You know, and they're like,
Nothing against teachers.
No, I'm nothing against teachers. No. It's not what I meant to say. Thank you for see, that's what I'm saying. Like, Amanda makes me see these things. I say it. Like, I'm nothing against teachers. I have nothing but respect for teachers. But it's just I don't see myself with a teacher. I saw myself with a business person, with a person who's going to push me. Yeah. You know, and like, I think I've kind of crossed the line. But teachers, don't take any offense. I have nothing against you.
No, it's just a lifestyle. It's just, yeah. It would be somebody in corporate, the same idea. You know what I mean? They just, it's just not understanding the entrepreneur lifestyle, right?
And also understanding that sometimes we'll have to work from 5 a.m. until midnight. Yeah. And that's fine, you know, that we don't have a 9-to-5 job.
Yeah.
That it has to be someone who understands the lifestyle because it's totally different lifestyle.
Absolutely.
It's totally different, you know, everything that you don't have a set job, you have to go after everything. And sometimes, you know, like even me, you know, I've been an entrepreneur ever since I was 21. So it's been quite a while now.
Yeah.
And even today, sometimes he gets a call from a client or a message from a client saying, I need you. And it's like Friday, 9:10 p.m. I was like, oh, you know, so I have to like really swallow my pride and my anger and just say like, oh, just go. You know, it's your job. It's important. They need you. Go. I'll be here waiting for you when you come back. And if we were not in the same mindset, I would probably not understand that. So that's why it's very important to be with someone who understands the mindset you're in, the lifestyle that you have.
Yeah, and you know what? It's the exact reason of why Amanda and I are together. Because we met in Miami, and then I had to go take care of family business in Toronto in March. And after I left, there was a shutdown, like no flights or anything. So, and we couldn't see each other. If we were to stay in Toronto, if I had a job in Toronto, she had a job in Miami, you know, it'd be impossible for us to be together. We would never have come together. What got us together is the fact that we were like, you know what? We are our own bosses. We can do whatever the hell we want.
We have the flexibility of being working from wherever and being wherever.
So we found a place that was available. And I left Toronto. She left Miami. And we went together and started going all in Croatia.
Yeah, and basing our decisions on less COVID cases and a place that we would be able to be together and safe. That was the main priority.
Yeah.
Together and safe.
Well, that's leaving your comfort zone. That's for damn sure.
Yes.
Oh, yeah. Big time.
Yeah, and ever since the pandemic, you know, I'm so used to always leaving my comfort zone because I grow so much when I do that. But this past year, I had to do that quite often. We had to pivot so many times that I can say that I became a master in reinventing myself, because it was what was required of the time, and, you know, we had to do it. So, yeah, we knew that we wanted to be together. We couldn't, you know, we had so many plans. He was going back to Miami in April, and then, you know, the pandemic started, everything was canceled. And then it was like, okay, so then I'll go in July, I'll go to Toronto. And the borders were still closed.
It was supposed to be June.
June, yeah.
Then July. June.
Yeah, and then we postponed to July, and the borders not opening. Like, okay, so we can
go our separate ways.
No, we can just accept the situation as it is, or we can take it on our own hands and do what we can to reach the goal that we have, which is to be together. So what can we do right now to make it happen? And that's what we did. So yeah, we left our comfort zone, you know, once again, to do what was required, because we knew what we wanted. So if you don't know what you want, everything's fine, everything's okay, and, you know.
So we're starting, people are going to be listening to this February, so really relatively early in the year. What would you say to people that are worried about fear or have a fear of failing for this year?
Well, the reason why you fear failing is because you're not in control. The reason why you're failing is because you believe in that. The truth is, you're not failing. You're giving up. Sometimes it's necessary to give up something small for something greater, right? Give up your comfort to succeed where you want to go. Give up your status, or break that myth of the social status, to understand who you truly are. Don't go for goals that are not in your vision board. Don't try to get like so many likes. I mean, I see so many profiles out there on Instagram. They have like 11,000 likes, 20,000 likes. I look at their profile, and there was a bunch of the people there. I know they're fake, because you look at a random person profile, which is a bunch of numbers. They have like one post from 3 years ago, and no, doesn't follow anyone. No, sorry, follows a lot of people, but isn't followed back by anyone. And then I look at the comments. There's like what, 2, 3, 4, up to like 10 comments on the person's profile. I'm like, well, why are you doing that? Do you want to appear that you want to make it look like you're someone famous, or you're someone, you know, important?
Yeah.
Don't try to be someone important. Become someone important. What can you do to become someone important? You got to go on social media every day. You got to post every day, and it'll gradually grow.
What can you do to help people, to help someone else?
Yeah. You got to help people. That's a good one, actually. Mm-hmm. You got to help people to grow in order for yourself to grow.
And about leaving comfort zone, I said that I constantly do that. In 2019, I was in Brazil. I'm from Brazil. So I was in Brazil, and I had a successful company there. Everything was doing great. I was working a lot, had a beautiful apartment, had someone helping me full time. So I didn't have to do anything around the house, and, you know, having a great life. But then I stopped one day and was like, I think I'm getting so used to this. I'm getting to a comfort zone. I need, you know, I hit a plateau, I guess, you know, because everything was doing great. Everything was fine. And that's when I decided to go to Miami, to go back to the US and start from zero, start from scratch. So all my friends assumed that I was going back to Boston, which is where I lived for a long time of my life. And I have a lot of friends and everything. I was like, not really. If I have to leave my comfort zone, I have to start from scratch, and I have to go somewhere I don't know anyone. So that's when I decided to go to Florida. Well, Emmanuel says now that I decided to go to Florida because I had to meet him.
And
that's,
yeah, because you hadn't even been here that long. I thought you had been in Miami for a while, but you guys kind of went around the same time.
Yeah, no, I had been in Miami I arrived in Miami a month before him. Yeah, I arrived in July, he arrived in August, but we didn't meet them. Yeah, so I went to Miami. I had a really comfortable life in Brazil, and I went to Miami, and I was living in a really nice place in Miami. Yes, but I had a roommate. You know, for the first time of my life, I was sharing an apartment. So that was huge for me, you know, like leaving my comfort zone big time. But I knew that was a step that I had to take to reach a bigger, much bigger goal. So I went to Miami, I shared an apartment, a really nice apartment. I shared an apartment with someone else, a roommate, giving up my freedom and everything, you know, in the sense, if you can say it. But I knew I wanted to start a company there. So I started a company like an office of my Brazilian company in the US in Miami. And I knew that I would have to give up a few things to be able to reach that major goal that I had down the road. So that's what I did. And that's why I went back to the US. I went to Miami. And as a bonus, I found Emmanuel. So, and now I have
a pretty good bonus.
Yes, it's a great bonus. And now I have the best of both worlds. I have, you know, a job and a company that I love. But I started realizing that I don't need to choose one, you know. I don't need to choose to be happy professionally and give up on my personal life. I can have both. I can have it all. And yeah, and that's what I started realizing, working on. And here we are.
Well, if that's not serendipity, I don't know what is. I love that. So as we come to a close, is there anything that is resonating with you guys that you're being called to share? Any downloads?
Well, if you're trying to conquer fears, absolutely. I have made my schedule available for the next 2 weeks for everyone. And if you want to dissect your fears or find out what's stopping you, find out how you can take control and just be able to say, you know what, fuck fear. Give me a call. I have a link available. It's www.calendly.com/theFprinciple/free. I'm telling you right now, if you give me the call, you'll dissect your fears right there and then. And then we'll see if you want to conquer them, you'll be able to. If not, regardless, you'll know what to do. Also, we do have a travel vlog that we started called Happiness Unlocked. We do share. The idea is for us to share not just our passion and our love, but also the adventures that's out there. And I know it's difficult to go travel out there right now, but you can still enjoy it through us, with us. And
leaving our comfort zones every single destination we go to.
Oh, absolutely.
And so we try to document that and for people to follow and see that when you have a goal, we just have to do it, you know, and we will have some stones on the path, on the way, but you just have to conquer them and just keep going. And despite all adversities and everything, you just have to keep going.
Yeah, you want to be the kind of person that goes up to your partner, hey, do you want to go to Africa? And you know that if they're going to say no, they're not right for you.
Yeah.
We'll put all your handles on the show notes. What can we expect from you guys? So in addition to the vlog, what can we expect from you guys this year, both as a couple and both separately, professionally?
Well, as a couple, we're engaged, so yes. Maybe we get married this year. We don't know.
Yeah.
Family pressure aside, we're still taking our time to figure out how we want to do it. We are in the middle of a pandemic, so things are a little tougher in that sense because my family is in Brazil, his family is in Canada. And
pandemic. Pandemic wedding.
So couple-wise, we want to be together, but we're still figuring out if we're going to stay in Toronto longer, if we're going to traveling, what we're going to do.
Well, our goal is, I think, what, 10 countries this year?
Yeah.
To travel? Okay,
yeah.
So that's our goal.
That's our goal.
And your personal goal?
Yeah, my personal goal, I need to work and grow both my company. Well, now we have 4 companies, but the 2 original companies, Exclusive Translations, both Brazil and US, I need to grow those. And I have a lot of plans for it, things that I want to do and more products that I want to bring to the market. And so working on that, also helping the F Principle now that I'm part of it. We have a lot of plans and a lot of ideas for the company as well and other products that we want to introduce. And also grow with Happiness Unlocked and continue doing what we are doing. And even if we stay local, just bringing content for people who cannot travel, maybe, you know, people who are stuck in their own neighborhoods. And
yeah, who are like not in Toronto as well.
Yeah.
We're going to try to find the beauty in Toronto.
Yeah. So they can find ways to do in their own neighborhood because we don't have to settle. We don't, you know, if we cannot travel, what are we going to do to be happy and explore our own backyards, you know? So that's the idea that we have for this year as well.
And my personal goal is to help 15,000 people this year to conquer fears. So that's the personal goal.
Yeah. I think, you know, the goal, like the main goal is to be happy, to find happiness. And usually the first step is to find out what those fears are, you know, what is holding them back.
Yep.
Find out, you know, dissect the fears and then conquer them. But first you need to dissect them to find out what they are and then conquer that, them. And that's what will lead you to happiness, to having a full life.
Did I ever say that I love you? Like, I love the way she's just telling me this. I love it.
I honestly was just about to say that I love you guys because you guys just compliment each other. And yeah, I'll just leave it. You guys just compliment each other.
Thank you so much.
I've known Emmanuel for a while now. I would say about 3-4 years. Amanda, I've known you for a little bit, but I don't think we've really have had like conversations like this before. And I have to say that knowing you both separately and now together, like you guys just compliment each other just so beautifully.
Mm-hmm.
Not that you weren't perfect before, Emmanuel.
Wait, what now?
Not that you weren't perfect before. I'm just.
I'm far from perfect.
Yeah, no, nobody's perfect. And that's what I'm learning with him, that I will always fail for as long as I.
You're not going
to
fail.
No, I will fail as long as I try to be perfect because nobody's perfect, you know? And that was like the mission of my life, to be the perfect person, the perfect professional person. Perfect businesswoman, perfect everything, but there's no such thing as perfection. We learn every single day with our mistakes, with our flaws, and we have to keep going, improving. So that's a goal of life, to keep improving, be a better person today than we were yesterday, and tomorrow be an even better person than we are today.
Yes, I love that. And I think that's a perfect way to end it. Thank you so much, you guys. I can't wait to see.
Thank you, Laura, for having us.
Yes, thank you, Laura.
I know one day I'll just be on Facebook and this picture will come up and you guys will be married. So I'll say congratulations now.
No pressure.
I hope the lockdown ends soon and we're able to at least go grab a coffee or something.
I know. I hope you guys stay long enough for us to be able to do that.
Yeah, let's all hope that things get better soon.
Thank you so much, guys.
Thank you, Laura.
Thank you, everyone. Remember to share this episode with the goddess that is ready to rise.